It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the very latest in property news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon. Hope your weekend is going well. We are up to a Sunday morning. Enjoy the day before the dreaded Monday turns up tomorrow. And the date is February the 4th today. And coming up tomorrow morning, we're going to be having a look at the Canberra property market. Some of the commentators are saying, well, they're not experiencing a great rate of increase at the moment, which is opposite to the national trend. So we'll bring you what the vibe, the feeling, the sentiment is on the ground tomorrow morning. And just a reminder, if you'd like to send us an email, whether it's a comment or suggestion, our email address is myrealestatepodcast@gmail.com. That is myrealestatepodcast@gmail.com, because Shelley wrote an email in from Miami Beach there on the Gold Coast just to say that she is a listener and she is learning every morning something about the property market on her drive through to Brisbane every morning. And that is the thing, of course. You can take us in the car, you can take us on the run or the gym, wherever you go. We are highly mobile, and great to have you with us this morning, Shelley. And I certainly hope that you've got a nice relaxing day before you hit the tar seal back to Brisbane tomorrow. Well, talking of tar seal, we're hitting the tar seal this time back into the time tunnel. And back to our summer series, just a couple more of these to go before we close it out for the 2023 summer series. And this time we are going to Cootamundra and back to October of last year when we spoke to Chris Ryan there. So that is all part of our Sunday Real Estate Rewind. That is up next.
Ready to step up your property knowledge? Access powerful insights with us. You're listening to the Summer Series on The Real Estate Podcast.
Do you know where Cootamundra is? I have to tell you, I do not. So let's go to Chris. Good morning, Chris. Welcome to The Real Estate Breakfast.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So tell us a little bit about Cootamundra, where it is, population size, etc.
Cootamundra is about an hour from Wagga Wagga and about 2 hours from Canberra. Population's about 7,000 people. And it's a nice little country town. Actually, the birthplace of Donald Bradman. So that's our claim to fame.
Oh, right. And I'm a cricketer, so I should have probably known that. So, yeah, so the great Don is associated with Cootamundra. Fantastic. So people are moving into Cootamundra. We're going to talk about in just a moment these regional rents, but you've got people still moving in if they can find a rental?
Yeah, we do. We do. We've got the new abattoirs are opening back up, which will be sort of 400 jobs in the town. So there's a big influx of workers coming to Cootamundra, which is great for the town. The thing is, like you said, is it's just finding that accommodation.
Now, tell us a little bit about this, because these workers, 400 jobs, investors are starting to smell something is rich for the picking here. So, yeah, where's the houses coming from?
Well, that's right. Investors have come back to the market. They're looking at the sort of the cheaper end of the market to find a suitable house to rent out. There are some new dwellings being built. There's a couple of new subdivisions in town, which is great. Generally speaking, those houses are being bought by locals, but that means that they're moving out of their houses in town, which is freeing up some rental accommodation.
I mentioned this a couple of days ago. Several New South Wales regional councils are reporting minor rent declines, offering a little bit of relief. The most substantial drop in house rents, as I noted the other day, was in Richmond Valley. That's down 4% to 480 per week. There are other areas also experiencing a little bit of a decline, including Ballina, Lismore and Yass Valley. And regional New South Wales rents remain steady at a median of $550 for houses and 424 units. People have been coming into these regional areas for a bit of rent relief, but not all are able to find it.
Well, that's right. I mean, I suppose Cootamundra still is a cheaper market than a lot of other areas in terms of rents. However, the rents in town, within the town, have increased substantially over 20%. So whilst some people moving into the town will find some rent relief, locals within the town are not.
All right, okay. So we'll come back and we'll talk more to Chris about Cootamundra and the local property market next.
If you're confused about the property market, don't be. Unlock and educate yourself with the latest trending analysis and interviews.
Well, I mentioned that Caroline is a new listener there in Toowoomba. And we also got an email from Scotty in Hobart who said that he loves to hear about the local community there, but it's been a while since we have featured Hobart. Fair call, Scotty. So what we're going to do is we're going to take you back to Hobart in June of this year, just as a bit of a reflection point on now and then. And back in June, we were finding out about increased days on market. Yes, that was expanding. And at the time, there were more properties being listed.
Yeah, we've seen about a 12.6% decline in sort of prices. So that is hurting a few people. But at the same time, you know, we're still having good success selling properties at a new price or an adjusted price. And again, that crazy market was never going to last, and the correction had to happen. But yeah, in terms of days on market, they've certainly increased. You know, we were, as an agency, sitting anywhere between 4 and 6 days on market. We are a private treaty marketplace. We don't do auctions. So things were happening very quickly. We had a lot of fatigue buyers who were just getting caught up in the crazy competitive environments that were out there. Whereas now, you know, days on market have extended significantly. We're across the board, I believe it's sort of sitting around 30 days on market now. Buyers are a lot more relaxed. They're looking at many different properties before they perhaps come back to the one that they looked at with you. And there isn't that competition. We've got a lot more properties on the market, and we're certainly bucking the trend of Victoria, New South Wales, where they've had a really tight market. We've got a lot more properties available for sale, and therefore a lot more supply and a lot less demand from buyers.
And that was Nick back in June of this year, and things have moved on. And Scotty, next week we will endeavour to get the update for the Hobart property market, especially for you.
Explore new property destinations where you could live with exclusive interviews covering real estate news and market insights.
And we are back talking property with Chris Ryan from Flemings in Cootamundra. And we're going to find out a little bit about what's happening with the properties, also the rental market. But just in terms of the listings, I understand that listings are, at the moment where you are, on the rise.
Yeah, well and truly. Spring is always obviously a more active time in the market, but particularly in Cootamundra this year, we had a really tight market about 6 months ago, but I think vendors are a bit more comfortable with the state of the market regarding interest rates. There's a bit more confidence out there. So a lot of properties that were sitting back and vendors that were sitting back have now decided that spring's the right time and the market's looking okay. And yeah, there's been a big influx of properties on the market.
And I understand also that some of these properties that were sitting there for a while, perhaps with some of your vendors just being a little bit unrealistic on price, they've also come round and come to the party.
Yeah, generally speaking, that's the case. Vendors, some vendors unfortunately missed the peak, you know, at the back end of the COVID boom. Yeah, there's a bit more realistic prices being put on properties. The property market here hasn't come back substantially, but yeah, just a bit more realistic vendors are allowing for, you know, transactions to occur.
Now, we're talking about people moving regionally, moving where they can get a little bit of their rent relief, because some people are saving, of course, for their first time home and they're trying to get out of the cities, pay something a little bit less. And the higher regional rents, they are still happening, which are higher than a year ago, with 5-year growth of at least 20%, which is up 60%. So rising rents events do lead to compromises such as adult children living with parents, younger renters settling for less. So this push, this surge at the moment in terms of the rental market regionally where you are, is that expected if we sort of project out for the next 12 months looking to rise?
Look, I think it will continue to rise, but probably not at the levels we're seeing. I think it will start to normalise. Generally, Cootamundra does continue to tick along pretty nicely, but I don't think we're going to keep seeing those 20% figures. Yeah, probably not in the short term.
And so strong, potentially strong rental growth. Cootamundra, what's the other regional part of Cootamundra? Is it Gundagai? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Cootamundra-Gundagai is a merged council.
So the councils were saying that that jointly is up 22.6%, which can be attributed to the ripple effect of neighbouring regions. And is that sort of like Richmond Valley coming in on the act?
That's right. So we tend to see a lot of people moving to Cootamundra from the, you know, Wollongong, Shell Harbour, Camden areas. So they're sort of, that's right, it's exactly that ripple effect. They're being moving out of their areas because they've become quite expensive and they're moving down to sort of places like Cootamundra.
It's kind of frustrating where people are moving out to go and get cheaper rent, and then that ripple effect happens, and then it starts catching up where they are, and then they probably think, right, we've got to move again.
That's right. That's right. And we are certainly seeing that.
So it's just a big old circle of rent paying while people are saving for their first home. All right, Chris, well, good to find out about your area. Before I let you go, what's your favourite music?
Oh, I can't go past the Dire Straits. Absolutely love them.
Oh, Dire Straits, yeah. 1980s, they were massive, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. They were. A bit before my time, but yeah, no, they love them.
All right, well, enjoy Dire Straits in Cootamundra, and thanks for coming on to the Real Estate Breakfast this morning.
Thanks for your time.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
Certainty for people to embark on doing their own renovations these days. And for those that have gone to the lengths of getting pricing back, it's quite astronomical.
How do you think it's likely to play for you for next month and also with the run up to Christmas?
Our strongest period is off the back of the spring selling season as people sell the big houses they want to sell to then find the apartment. They kind of do that first and then come to us. So there's no quiet time for us over Christmas. There's been a lot of attention around the Barangaroo precinct in Sydney, which is probably the benchmark in terms of what luxury lifestyle, high-rise apartment lifestyle is on offer in Australia, really.
I mean, things seem to be progressing quite nicely amongst the market. Stock levels in our immediate area, particularly in the upper end, down about 30% across the board, which is providing a lack of supply to the market. And of course, in real estate, a lot of it comes back to supply and demand. So we're still working with some exceptional buyers, you know, local, interstate, inter-suburb, and on an international scale.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.